Environment Massachusetts hosted a conference call with reporters to hone in on the weather events that have hit the Bay State over the past half decade, which are spelled out in the map. Sharon Solomon is a campaign organizer with the group.
But as this map helps to demonstrate, global warming is happening now, and it's already hitting close to home. Every year, weather-related disasters injure or kill hundreds of Americans across the country and cause billions of dollars in damage. While no one weather event can be said to be caused by climate change, scientists say that warmer temperatures are making some of these events and their impacts worse.
The map charts how many snowstorms, floods, droughts, wildfires, tropical storms, and tornadoes have hit each county. Users can narrow their search to these specific events. The data was pulled from FEMA and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. In some instances, stories from those who experienced the weather events firsthand are shared. According to the map, Berkshire County has experienced 8 major weather events in the past 5 years, 6 of which were snow or other severe storms.
In Massachusetts, I mean, we remember a lot of them. 2 of the 6 heaviest snowstorms ever recorded in the city of Boston were in this 5-year period and are represented on that map.
Dr. Adam Lejeune is dean of the Frederick S. Pardee School of Global Studies at Boston University and has served on the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.
When we started working on this, on the climate issue a quarter century ago, I don't think any of us expected that we would still be working on this a quarter century later. Nor did most of us expect that we would be talking about impacts as a reality.
Environment Massachusetts is supporting President Obama's Clean Power Plan, which is being legally challenged by more than half of the states. The plan calls on states to reduce emissions from the power sector by 32% from 2005 levels by 2030. The group is also pushing the 9 Northeast and Mid-Atlantic states that make up the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative to strengthen the agreement. Najum says the severity of weather events is not the biggest concern, but rather the unpredictability. He says the addition of greenhouse gases over a relatively short period of time has messed with the atmospheric system.
The reason that we have this erraticness is that what we knew about the system, which was very small to begin with, has become more and more unreliable because we've messed with the system enough that we do not now know how things will behave.
Najum adds that the most modernized countries have a responsibility to those less fortunate.
There are millions and millions of the poorest people in the world whose future will depend on our emissions. And the costs that they are already having to pay are far, far greater than even the things that we can imagine. We are talking about loss of life. We are talking about loss of livelihood. We are talking about, in some countries, the entire loss of an entire country, the entire very large swaths of populations. And we have a moral responsibility to the planet.
There's more information about the study and a link to the map at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.